with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting in Washington. There is no shortage of parent reactions to Florida's new vaccine mandate.
Florida Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Latipo announced that the state plans to be the first to eliminate vaccine mandates in schools. Fort Lauderdale mother Yvette Fayas says it isn't a good idea.
Because we believe in science, and science over and over, it's like we have to believe in this.
But Lydia Clark, also in Fort Lauderdale, said her 7-year-old grandchild had never been vaccinated. Now she's ecstatic that she won't have to keep securing exemptions.
But I don't believe that it should have ever been enforced on any of us.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
A federal judge says President Trump cannot bypass Congress and block billions of dollars in foreign aid already approved by lawmakers. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The judge in Washington said the move by the Trump administration was likely illegal and it must release more than $11 billion in foreign aid that is set to expire at the end of the month. Last week, the president told House Speaker Mike Johnson that he would not spend nearly $5 billion in congressionally approved foreign aid, effectively cutting the budget without going through the legislative branch. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Leaders of a Chicago suburb that houses a federal immigration processing center say they were told that the Trump administration's promised immigration enforcement surge will run for about 6 weeks. Broadview Mayor Katrina Thompson said in a letter to village residents this week that a building used to temporarily hold immigrants before they're detained or deported will serve as the primary processing location for the expected operation. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 350 points, the Nasdaq rose 210. This is SRN News. Americans are coming up with their own concepts of justice.
A new poll from ORIC finds that 65% of potential jurors in this country, quote, are willing to take matters into their own hands when the law does not support their idea of justice. Other polls indicate that a high percentage of U.S. adults have a dim view of the justice system, and some counties are alarmed by the number of people who ignore jury summons. There are numerous passages in the Bible that command people to deliver righteous judgment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Police in Canada are investigating an apparent anti-Semitic attack on a Jewish woman at a grocery store. Ottawa lawmen say a 71-year-old man's been arrested for stabbing the victim, also in her 70s, leaving her hospitalized for a time. The suspect had been posting anti-Semitic and anti-Israel statements on his Facebook page. Ottawa Mayor Mark Sutcliffe vowed to protect the Jewish community. SRN News. The latest immigration detention center, intended for some of the worst ICE detainees, is the notorious Louisiana prison known as Angola. We hear more from national correspondent Ben Thomas reporting.
Governor Jeff Landry says after years of neglect, a complex inside the Louisiana State Penitentiary is being put back in service.
To help fulfill the mission of removing criminal, illegal aliens that have been causing havoc in our communities.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says it's been deliberately chosen to encourage people living illegally in the U.S. to self-deport.
You're going to end up here because we're going to throw the book at you and everything else that we have until you're out of this country, and you no longer have the right to be free and no longer have the right to be in the United States of America.
I'm Ben Thomas.
More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.